AM1150's Business Spotlight, Tim Walberg, Clint Pratch on a Monday morning, Flamin' Fitness, some motivation for you in the new year. Happy New Year, Clint Pratch.
Happy New Year.
Flamin' Fitness, you guys are probably just buzzing right about now. This is the year, isn't
yep,
it?
Got to put some lubrication on the door because it's starting to break down.
Tis the season. Everyone has a New Year's resolution. I should say everyone has a New Year's resolution, but a lot of people make weight loss or getting healthy, wellness, fitness, their goal for the new year. And Flamin' Fitness is a great place to start if you want to work out at home, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are starting off in home, whether or not it's because they feel like they don't want to start in a gym because they feel like they're out of shape and they look out of shape. You know, they want to start in the comfortable home mm-hmm. set. I'd say it's a great place. Any place is a good place. You know, even if you're going to a fitness center, you know, it's fine. Yep. But it's busy.
Yeah, I'll bet. And you don't need a lot of space to work out at home. You can do it whenever you really want to, when time permits, whether you've got a busy household. We're going to talk a little bit more about working out at home, fitness in your home, and Flamin' Fitness, of course, your headquarters for your fitness equipment. And you can find Flamin' Fitness on the west side, West Kelowna. You know the place, 3550 Carrington Road, just off Highway 97. You can't miss them. The running man's still running on the treadmill up high right next to Home Depot. Can't miss him. And online at flaminfitness.com to help talk a little bit about fitness at home and the whole mentality of your New Year's resolutions, keeping you on track this year. This is the year, and today is the day, as Clint Pratch takes his shirt, train, sacrifice, succeed. Cool shirt, man. We bought in Tracy Steen from Move Daily, Tracy Steen Fitness, movedaily.ca. Tracy, great to have you in the studio today.
So good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, you too.
A busy year for you right now, and this is the time for you where your clients come on board and say, Tracy, help me lose some weight, help me get healthy, I want to be motivated. You're everything to everybody. You're not a gym. Tracy Steen Fitness isn't a gym, is it? What do you do?
Yeah, so basically we are in-home trainers. We'll come into your home, create a program that helps you reach the goals that you have for your body and life.
You have an interesting background. You have a psychology background.
Yeah. So I used to be a marriage and family therapist. I switched into training about 8 years ago, but I found that the melding of those two backgrounds, like having fitness and psychology, is such a great edge for my clients.
Was there a particular incident that shifted your career? Was there someone? Was there a client?
Sure. When I was a therapist, I was counseling a lady who actually was struggling with depression, which is super common, and also with obesity at the same time. So one of the things that I told her that would be incredibly beneficial for the depression was exercise. That's one of the main ways to help naturally help yourself alleviate depressive mood. And so she was interested in doing that, but she didn't know what to do. And at the time, I was a regular gym goer. And so I said to her to just come to the gym and I'd show her a few things. Well, that worked remarkably. And serotonin began to increase in her brain. The endorphins from the exercise began to make her feel better. She began to see a difference, a change. Weight loss started to happen. And so that was a really great way to help her move from where she was to where she wanted to be.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, good story.
And what pharmacy or what health food store do you buy this pill exercise? Where do you get this?
Yeah. Where can I get that? How much does it cost?
I know, it's a curious place. you know what? That is just available to everyone. And guess what?
What?
It's free.
Wow!
Yeah, I know, right?
Unbelievable. It is. It always comes down to diet and exercise.
Always.
And now we're talking about mindset because you need that third element to really maintain this. You can be on a diet, but the diets won't last, will it?
Well, that's it. I just wrote an article on exercise adherence and what helps people adhere to an exercise program, to a clean eating program, to a diet. And one of the biggest predictors of exercise adherence is actually self-efficacy. Do I believe that I can change? And if you don't believe, the likelihood of change is not very likely.
what helps people believe
right.
they can change?
So there's the other question. Then how do I increase my belief, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of that can be a cognitive concept. What do I believe about myself? What do I say to myself about myself? So for an example, if I'm at the gym and I don't know what I'm doing and I just kind of give up and leave, or if I've plan to eat really healthy that day and then I have a big piece of cake and kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater. And then I tell myself, I'm such a failure. I'm a loser. I can't believe I did this. I failed again. Those sorts of self-talk are really going to increase our disbelief in ourselves. So that's part of where we can begin to change things around is what do you say to yourself about yourself?
It, you know, and Clint, motivation can be found in a lot of different places. Your shirt can motivate me today. Train, sacrifice, succeed. You can find motivation in a dream board that you put up. Put your favorite celebrities who look amazing. If you like to follow The Rock, follow Dwayne Johnson. I have a picture of him saying, I want to look like that. Or, you know, Jessica Alba. She looks great. I want to be muscular like Jessica Alba and healthy. It comes in all different shapes and sizes, motivation. But what works for you, for example?
You know, she touched on it. It's actually, that's kind of a rabbit hole for some people, but it's your sense of deserve, mm-hmm. Building up your sense of deserve. And because for some people, it's not something that's comes easy.
What do you mean?
Fitness,
do you mean people just,
fitness
they
and
just
health
think they're not worthy
easy.
Of it?
Yeah, they're not worthy. I'm not, you know, this is me. This is my ID. This is who I am. I'm supposed to be this way.
Right.
Well, that's not necessarily good for maybe if you think of it in a different way, maybe there's a trigger like, it's not good for your family for you to be unhealthy. You know, you won't be around long enough to see somebody get older, or you're not healthy enough to interact with your kids, stuff like that. You're just finding those triggers. For me, the trigger is my persona is basically why I keep myself in great shape is because I love sports. I love being good at sports. Mm-hmm. I love being active for fitness class. I love teaching boot camps. I love doing those things and I have to be fit to do them.
Yeah, you got to be a motivator. And like you as well, Tracy, it's simple. Move daily. Your website is movedaily.ca. It's very simple. Move. Just keep moving.
Right. A couple of years ago, I gave as a gift to clients at Christmas time the book called Younger Next Year. And it's an excellent read for people who are seniors. It's written for people who are seniors, but for anyone can definitely benefit from this read, Younger Next Year. And the whole concept is that if you don't move, if you're sedentary, you're going to increase inflammation in the body. So, but when you are active, when you get up and you get your heart rate up a little bit, and it doesn't matter what you do, it could be anything, it could be walking stairs, you know, outside doing some gardening, whatever it is that you find yourself doing. If you can increase your heart rate, that increases circulation, which in turn decreases inflammation and disease and decay. So that whole concept that just move daily is definitely my storyboard for the world, because that's going to help us live longer lives and do the things we want to do.
Clint says, Magical. Motion is lotion. I've started, seems silly, but I watch TV now. On the ground in front of the TV on the floor. I've found that my couch has become this marshmallow right. that turns me into this, you know, just blob of nothing. And I'm crooked in there. My body's not comfortable at all. I wake up and move and I get a sore neck. My legs are sore. So I just lie. You know what? Being on the floor just makes me twist my legs. I do a sit up or two. I do, pelvic thrusts. I'm just moving more sitting in front of the floor for an hour or two watching my stupid, dumb, silly TV shows. For resolutions, though, Tracy, let's talk about the new year. You're going to see a whole bunch of people come to you in the next month here. How do you maintain a healthy lifestyle? Like, how do we keep our resolutions? Maybe that's the start of it. Realistic. And realistic is probably step one.
Yeah. You know, this is a great time for people to do that is to, you know, look at the 2016 and to really sit down and think what they want for their life and where they want to move forward. Some people are totally against resolutions. And I know why. You know, lots of people set them and then they break them. Mm-hmm. There's always the gym joke that people are going to be in there in January and gone by February. So not to worry. The crowds will be gone. But I think it's a really good time to actually take stock of where you are and where you want to go. I actually have my clients look at goal setting every month. We do it on a monthly basis. The first of the month, I send out a sheet. Okay, fill this out. What's short goals? What long goals?
Are you measuring numbers, specific numbers?
Well,
are you measuring results, or are you measuring, say, I want to do 5 sit-ups next month. I want to do 10 sit-ups.
Yes.
You being
all
specific.
Of that.
Okay.
All of that. So, you know, in terms of, I'll say even let's set goals as to what sort of exercises you want to accomplish and attain, how frequently you want to move or how much exercise you want to do in the month. We'll set small goals in terms of what you want to incorporate into your diet. Say one of the goals is to eat more vegetables this month. So I think keeping them so that they're attainable is really key. So I always tell my clients, pick something and keep it to one thing, one or two things. You don't want to become overwhelmed with it. So I'll say, pick one thing that you believe that you can do with 90 to 100% accuracy. Like, I want you to have a home run. Because when you do, when you hit that ball and you get a home run, you're going to see that you've succeeded, that you can do it. So that's going to build your self-efficacy, your belief in yourself. And so the next month, maybe we'll do something a little bit, broader and see if they can, you know, move to achieve that as well.
Accountability. I know you both like the buddy system. That helps people stay on track, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I love exercising with friends. It in a busy life, it is a you're killing two birds with one stone. So you can visit, you can have fun, and you're getting your exercise in. So, and then also, when one doesn't feel like it, often the other can come to the plate and pick you up
and make you feel.
Right.
Yep.
So, and then when you're both there, there's a friendly competition, there's challenges. I just think there's no better way, honestly. And if you don't feel like you have someone that you can exercise with, go to a local gym, introduce yourself to people, and start sort of putting it out there. Mm-hmm. There's always someone looking to connect with others. And I think it helps build that continuity that you need in your workouts.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the people that are talking about the people that are starting out right now were that they were there at one point before, you know,
right.
they were the New Year's resolution people.
Yeah.
And now they're going, oh, look at these guys. They're going to be gone in 2 weeks. Well, a lot of them aren't actually. A lot of the people that are starting out either in home with a trainer at a gym, they're going to succeed. There's a big percentage of them that will.
And the others who have been doing it for year after year after year and who have made fitness a part of their life, at one point, they were a New Year's resolution.
Exactly. That's
they started there, so you can do it and it can happen. We know that it's not just about pushing weight or exercising or sweating. We know diet is huge, and we talked about the mindset as well. So you need all three to make it a successful 2016. All right, when we come back, fitness in home, some tools, some tricks, why you should do it, what your gym might want to look like, when you should do it, how often should you do it, more with Tracy Steen from movedaily.ca and Clint Pratch from Flamin Fitness, your fitness equipment headquarters. We'll get you all set up for 2016 at Flamin Fitness, and you can find out more at flaminfitness.com from right here in Kelowna. More with Clint and Tracy right after this.